Well, the United States continue its deadly drone strikes despite widespread international condemnation. At least 16 people have been killed and several others injured in a fresh strike in Pakistan's northwestern tribal area. American drones reportedly fired 10 missiles into several targets in South Waziristan. Similar attacks have triggered massive anti-American protests across Pakistan. Now, Washington uses its unmanned aircraft to conduct air raids in several other Muslim countries, including Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. The U.S. claims that its attacks target militants, but reports on the ground show that most of the victims are civilians. The United Nations has identified the U.S. as the world's number one user of targeted killings, largely due to its drone attacks in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Well, switching over to Islamabad, joined by political and strategic analyst Sayed Tariq Pirzadeh. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Pirzadeh. Well, let's look at this again today. We have seen 16 people, at least 16 more people killed in Pakistan with this latest drone attack. What will it take to stop the United States from these attacks? We've seen mass demonstrations throughout Pakistan on many occasions. So what will it take to stop the U.S. from carrying out these drone attacks in Pakistan?
Two things can be done. Either the United States is given an absolute opportunity to wipe out every militant whom they conceive to be and perceive to be a militant, And if they are given it a free hand, then of course they might be able to complete this campaign in the next few months. But it looks like that the number of what they conceive to be and perceive to be the militants and the number of militants in the tribal areas, that mission is almost like a mission impossible. On the other hand, the second way to stop these drone attacks in Pakistan is if the government of Pakistan takes an extreme diplomatic measure, which is the threat of cutting off diplomatic relations with the United States. That does not seem likely. So but then I have to add quickly one more option, that the third option is that, okay, if you launch any more drone attacks, we will take an action like Iran took an action against a U.S. drone a few months ago. So of all the three options, basically, the second two options that I just mentioned, both of them relate to the ability of the government of Pakistan to undertake that mission. I don't think even the government of Pakistan is very much prepared to go that far. So it looks like that there is no way that the drone attacks will be stopping anytime soon.
Mr. Pierce said that where's the international outrage as we're seeing more and more Pakistanis and civilian Pakistanis being killed? Where's the outrage?
I don't see much of an outrage if a bunch of NGOs sometime come up with a statement and we don't see any massive media campaign around the world by these so-called humanitarian organizations. Nobody seems to be moved by the loss of life of the citizens of Pakistan who are being branded as, the militants and the extremists. And now we don't even hear the word Al-Qaeda, but still the war against terror is going on. And this is actually a U.S. air war against the citizens of Pakistan in violation of the sovereignty of Pakistan. But there is another sad thing. We clearly see the signs that the government of Pakistan is absolutely involved as far as allowing and permitting the continuance of the U.S. drone attacks, because just today, when we have seen three major drone attacks in Pakistan, we have seen intelligence officials, as the TV reports have told us, that they have confirmed that a certain number of drone attack militants have died. So if the government of Pakistan is confirming the deaths of the militants, that obviously they have some liaison, some information that is going on between the government of Pakistan and the government of United States, and it looks like tacit approval or the implicit approval of the government of Pakistan is very much available to the U.S. CIA and the U.S. military establishment.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us, political and strategic analyst Sayed Tariq Pirzadeh.